When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, it's Dave here. This is my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
This is The Cinemile. It's the podcast where we walk home from the movies. Today, we are going to see a movie in our home. It's called Talk to Me, an Australian horror film which has been released on Netflix. And the world is abuzz. At least people are recommending this to us.
Yeah, people who are into horror films are like, it's the best horror film of the year.
Yeah, and it's in the Netflix top 10, which means that maybe some of you have seen this. And so we have decided to watch it. What do you know about this, Kathy?
Just that you recommended that we should watch it, Dave.
Oh, great. Okay, nothing else?
No, nothing else. Sorry.
What
do you know about
it? I'm impressed that you are willing to watch this, because you're not usually one to jump on horror movies. And you got burned last week on FNAF, as it's known by the kids.
It's spooky season, and everyone's saying it's really good, so I'll give it a go.
Okay. What do I know about it? It is... I know lots after looking it up on IMDb. Mm-hmm. It has been written and directed by... Australian twins.
Instantly cool and horrifying.
Pretty cool.
We've all seen The Shining.
Like those Duffer brothers.
Yeah.
So they are twins. They are called Danny and Michael Philippou. Mm-hmm. Actually, only one of them wrote it with two other writers. But the two of them are co-directing it. It's their feature debut.
That's
they are
amazing.
YouTube stars.
What do they do on YouTube?
I don't know. It's a channel apparently called Raka Raka.
Okay.
All the kids who watch FNAF probably know know it. I'm starting to feel really old lately. Are you? It's like YouTube stars are making
films. That's incredible.
Films and
that YouTube stars are making a feature for them. That's awesome.
Yeah. But it's a horror. Their channel is like horror comedy stuff. So I guess they've cut their teeth.
Yeah.
And this is supposed to be very good. So I'm quite excited. And I don't know what it's about because I've stayed sort of clean. There's a hand involved.
The good thing about when you're watching it on Netflix is there probably hasn't been trailers when you go to the cinema, so it doesn't get like spoiled for you or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, let's go watch it, and then we'll watch it at home this evening, and then tomorrow we shall come back and talk about it, but to you it will be mere moments.
Yes, that's the magic of editing.
No, please. That's my mum's remembrance day. I just want to forget about it. I'll do it.
Cannot go for more than 90 seconds. Am I clear?
What happens after 90 seconds?
Don't want to stay. Light the candle to open the door. Blow it out to close it. Put your hand on it. Now say, talk to me.
Oh, hi, we're back. It's tomorrow.
Hello.
How about that? So if it's your first time on The Cinemile, we won't spoil this movie until we get to Spoiler Street, so you can listen spoiler-free and hear whether or not we recommend Talk to Me. Kathy, do you recommend Talk to Me?
Do you recommend
Talking to Me?
I do recommend it. I think it's a very good horror film. I'm really impressed that it's their feature debut, albeit like they've obviously made loads of content on YouTube. I think it's a very good horror film. It's actually like we watched it yesterday and it's kind of haunting me a little bit and leaving me a little bit unsettled, which I think is generally a good sign of a horror film. I think the super young cast are brilliant.
Oh yeah, they're so good.
It feels really fresh, like it feels like it's made by younger directors. And I think the premise is haunting and actually to me very unique, albeit I've not watched that many horror films, but it feels like a very unique premise to me. And yeah, I really was freaked out by it, but I think it was really good. It has some troubling themes, so we might put a bit of a content warning in ahead of getting to Spoiler Street. But I think it's got very troubling themes, and I think it was handled very well. And I think visually what they did with like some of the very scary stuff was freaky. And I'm entirely unsettled by the whole thing.
Yeah, same. I thought it was brilliant. It was really good. So, like, just, like, confident out of the blocks. These teenagers... Oh, we should say what it's about. If you're interested in what the plot of this is, it's basically, like an update on the Ouija board or a seance, in a way. So it's like these teenagers, for like Gen Z, I guess. So it's like teenagers in Adelaide, in Australia, who are playing around with this kind of creepy hand, which allows you to communicate directly with spirits and or be possessed by them. And it's become a bit of a parlor game where they're live streaming this to each other, or, you know, posting it on their TikToks or whatever.
Even taking out the horror elements, being in a room as a teenager where everyone around me was filming me is my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, imagine everything you did as a teenager just being captured and put online. And that kind of, given the age group in the film, that was, like, leaving me unsettled as well. I was like, Jesus Christ, are they... I know they're all on TikTok, but, like, are they really filming themselves this much? And there's, like, very distressing stuff happens in this... And people keep filming. Anyway, aside, go back to the Ouija point. It's you're dead right.
Yeah, so
right.
imagine that. Imagine the distress of being filmed all the time and then have somebody be possessing you. yeah, but it felt really like authentic, and I recognized that impulse, which I think is common to teenagers at any generation, where there's a group of people together. And you're doing something kind of dangerous, and you know it's dangerous, and everyone's kind of egging each other on and pushing each other on.
Did you ever watch The Craft?
No, I didn't. That's the witch one, is it?
Yeah.
So is it a bit like that? They're sort of...
Well, it's just like a group of teenagers like experimenting with things that are spooky and you shouldn't be experimenting with.
Yeah.
This film takes it to extremes, though.
Well, it's funny because you're obviously watching this as a viewer and you're thinking... Kids, what are you doing? This is so stupid. Put that thing
so
away.
Stupid.
This is so reckless. And at no point was I like, oh, this is not believable.
It's really believable.
It is incredibly believable because we've all been that teenager.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And it's just very, really unfortunate because, as we'll talk about in Spoiler Street, the consequences of their actions are, extremely high.
And also this film deals a lot with trauma.
Yes.
And, like, what that would do to you.
Yeah, the character work is very good in this, isn't it? And so the main actress in particular, Sophie Wilde, is plays the main character. She's fantastic.
Yeah,
she's really good. She carries it.
I bought every single character in this film. Albeit I felt more like the mom than the kids, which made me feel so old and depressed after watching it. But I think the trauma is very deep. And I think we should go to spoilers for it now, but we both like think it's a very good horror film.
Yeah, if
but
you
I
like,
would say if
on,
you
sorry.
Like, if you don't want to watch anything that has like suicide and self harm, I would say don't watch this film.
Yes, and also if you like, it's quite violent in places. Mm-hmm. Like there were a few moments I had to look away.
Oh, I looked away for loads of it.
Yeah, it's very very.
It can be very
violent. I would say here's the thing. I don't think it's particularly scary. I think it's kind of upsetting and unsettling.
There was a couple of very good jump scare though.
Yeah, there's a few, but it's not like, you know, it's not like massively like...
It's more
like,
psychologically disturbing, whoa! I think. Like a psychological thriller as well.
Yeah, that's true. But as you said, all the characters are really good. If you like horror, you've probably already seen this. If you're kind of not into horror... You know, maybe this is a pretty good like little drama as well.
I think it's still a good
it's all
film
wrapped
to
up
watch
very well. Yeah, it is
to
good.
To see like, oh, is that how teenagers act?
Yeah. It will. That's actually the scariest thing about this is watching a group of teenagers
film each other
and push each other into increasingly reckless situations and just knowing that, you know, we did that and that we've kids who are going to grow up and do stupid things as well. It's very upsetting. So let's go to spoilers now. But before we do, we're going to pause for a quick break. Right, so spoilers now for Talk to Me. I thought the whole idea of this hand And the production design of it, the way it was, like, there was little writing on it, and it's
so
made
clever.
In ceramic, and there's, like, supposed to be a hand inside in it. And just, I like the whole, like, the concept of, you know, you hold it, you say the words, you know, they established the rules very clearly early on. You
very
got your 90
on.
Seconds.
And I like,
you know,
as well the film, and I think all good supernatural films or like fantasy films must do this. Explain the premise and move on. If you try and delve into too much of, like, the understanding, but how did the dead people commune with you through that? You've already lost the viewer.
Oh, yeah.
So they got us straight into it. Like, well, first of all, remember there's that cold open with that kid at the party, and we don't really know what's happening.
That was
and
shocking.
Then it cuts to this girl and her friend. Like, within the first 10 minutes, we're, like, in it with this hand, and, like, what the fuck's going on? And, like, we're watching. Like, the first scare, the first time she actually sees the person in front of her, when she puts her hand in and says, talk to me. I like that you could put your hand in and hold it, and before you say talk to me, you could just get, like, a preview.
Yeah, it's like,
so that's the bit I would do.
It's like Tinder or whatever.
I would
you're swiping. Yes,
I
I'll let you in.
I want to hover on the edges of this and, like, see the spirit, but I am by no means letting them in.
I know, but I guess that's half of the fun.
But it's like, they're all like, I know, like, teenagers push each other to do dangerous things, and I can be reckless, but, like, it's actually sick what happens to them, like, their eyes filling up with all that blackness, and then they're, like, gasping for air, and, like, it's, like, pretty insane that they're all doing this.
Yeah, the actors and the makeup effects really sold the sort of the intensity
of
it, didn't they?
And as soon as that young boy's in the room, you're just like, oh no, like, don't, because he's like, they're all like 17, but he's like, I don't know, 14, and like.
But you just know it's gonna go wrong. It's
especially,
like,
when one of them looks at him and is like, "We like the look of you."
What was that? It's like, don't let that kid do it. But that was the bit I was referring to, where I was like, I had to look. I know you looked away.
I
as
did
well.
Not look at
I was
any
just
of that.
Like, as soon as he started, like, you know,
bashing his head,
putting his fingers in his
God.
Eye, I was like, no. And it was so violent. So that was the bit I found, like, particularly upsetting.
I found the bit upsetting as well when she kind of looked into the spirit world and saw basically the
what they were
spirits,
doing,
like,
to him.
They're some having sort of orgy.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
feast,
no, it was
with him.
Gross.
It was like Spartacus kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That was, like, really weird as well.
That reminded me of, we recently watched Event Horizon for our Patreon, and there was kind of, you get flashes of hell and what that looks like.
And
I think they did a similar good job here of just, like, just these little, like, flashes
it
of it, and
really
it's like,
awful, like,
it's just gruesome stuff.
And then our main character, basically, like, we meet her in a state of trauma, like, she's celebrating, or not celebrating, commiserating, it's her mother's, like, maybe 2-year anniversary since her mother died, and there's, like, a cloud over how her mother died, and we later learn she died by suicide, and there's, like, she's dealing with this deep trauma on that, and, like, she's incredibly distressed, obviously, and she's kind of, there's kind of an implication that she really only has one friend, and the other people kind of laugh at her, and I found, that's the stuff that I found very troubling, her unraveling, and how the spirits use her mother to, like, lure her into doing these things. It was so well done.
Yeah.
It was so well done, but it was a lot.
Yeah, you kind of understood it. Again, you're watching her do all this stuff in the third act, and you're like, it's frustrating because you're like, snap out of it.
But you also,
but again,
get
you
it.
Understand.
They've completely manipulated her, because it's like she's finally getting to talk to her mom again. So that's why I think it's such a good, clever movie, because often with these movies, you're like, why would they still be doing that? But
Her,
I got it.
She had a motivation. She was like, why do you still have that hand? Would be the obvious question you'd ask.
Yeah.
But she needed it. She wanted to talk to her mom.
I
so
know.
You're right. So the script does
really
a lot of
script.
Work to sell the actions of these characters.
And so often with horror films, in the end, they just become silly. And I felt at no point was this silly.
No, like,
it
the stakes
like
were
real,
super high.
Yeah.
Like, I was so tense. When
I was so invested in her, and, like, and then once she killed her dad, which was an awful scene.
Now, I think he survives. We saw him be discovered by the friend,
sorry,
and he's alive.
Sorry, when she stabbed her dad in the neck by accident, because she thought he was someone else, that's when I was like, oh, this character can't come back. That's too much trauma.
And what do you think about her ending then, that she was the ghost? I think that's very clever.
I think that was incredible.
Yeah.
Like, I never thought that we would see the handshake and the whole shtick from one of the ghouls'
sides. Yeah, very clever.
I think that's one of the best endings I've ever seen from a horror film. Like, fantastically.
Yeah, the little candle in the distance. And
how she saved the boy, though, because they were, it was like, the spirits were all like trying to get her to push the boy onto the road, and I love that she, her final act was saving him, because she like they said he was like her little brother, like she loved him. And I think the scene where she kind of gave permission, albeit it's not really her permission to give, for him to go in and do it, and then he got so ill afterwards, her guilt was so sad over that as well. And like the friend naturally didn't want to give her grace because the friend was so angry about what happened to her little brother. So I like that her arc was saving the brother at the end, but it was some shocking scene even when she jumped in front of that car, and like,
yeah,
it was a lot.
And what I think they really sold as well was the loneliness of being a spirit. You know, when she's walking through that hospital and they're all getting their happy endings, which was nice
to
see.
That was another thing the film did really well though, wasn't it? To let us see, like, because you're kind of like, how will any of these people come back from this?
Oh, exactly.
But like, that poor man, imagine her dad. He's now lost his wife and his daughter.
I know, right?
So there's kind of no happy ending for him. There seems to be a sense of happy ending for the other family, but
well, we might find out more in the sequel.
I guess, is there a
Talk
sequel?
To Me with the number two.
Amazing.
Which I hope they change the title of.
No, they have to have
terrible.
That. No, it's brilliant.
No, it's not.
If you can integrate a number relevant to the sequel on the title of the film, that is golden.
Yeah, I know.
I think that's a great idea, because I hope there's just entirely new characters.
To Talk to Me, Too Furious.
I think they should do that, and I think it will be all new characters based on the end when we saw a completely different scene.
I've got it. Talk to Me 3, Tokyo Drift. yeah, I think new characters as well, I agree. But there'll be a reference to this. You know, they'll do the classic thing where the new characters will visit the dad to get the lore.
Oh, yeah, because they did a lore
something
bus
like
scene
that.
In this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, you have to
can
pass
carry
on the
this
lore.
On for years, and, like, I'm here for it. I'll watch it.
Do you know, before we finish up as well, the other thing I thought they did really well was the sort of the stereotypes of teenagers, the archetypes. You know, you've got the sort of the cool kids who are pushing everyone into this thing, and they're sort of they've got the connect, you know. I mean, it's all you could put in like drugs or drinking or smoking into this, and it'd be the same sort of environment, right? Like, you know, so those two older kids, you've got the sort of buttoned up Christian sort of kid who's
enjoyed the boyfriend,
and,
by the way. What's his deal?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my god, when she was sucking his toes, that was sick.
I'm not really sure why he was in it. He didn't really have much to do, come to think of it. But he kind of...
Well, you need a certain amount of characters. And
he
like,
was someone for her to talk to,
I mean,
in the middle,
was,
I guess.
He was someone for her to suck his toes.
Yeah, you need someone so toes to
that
be sucked.
That was unbelievable, though. That whole... Like, when she was in full hallucination mode... And was imagining, thought that she was watching all the stuff, and it
was
actually
creepy.
Her doing it.
Yeah,
like,
that was
sick.
Which is almost more scary to wake up and realise that was you doing it.
It's horrifying. Right, we better go.
Right. Thanks for listening.
Let us know what you thought.
We're at thecinemile@gmail.com or at thecinemile on Instagram and Letterboxd.
And Twitter.
And Twitter doesn't exist anymore. It's not
a
thing.
Most of all, it's please leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. We greatly appreciate
it. Oh, yes, please.
5 stars on Spotify or iTunes, or come over to patreon.com/thecinemile, where we're watching a ton of TV and we're about to start All Mankind, For All Mankind season 4.
Oh, yes.
Can't wait for.
Yeah. Okay.
Brilliant.
Bye.
Bye.